Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Istvan, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, by now there are a large number of very rich women in the world. De facto billionaires. Examples include Mrs. Bezos worth $40 billion. But the prevailing narrative in the mainstream media and academia is that women cannot progress in the STEM subjects because of patriarchy and toxic masculinity, and the lack of role models for women and girls. If that is true and most women seem to believe this, why not challenge these very rich women, whose total wealth must be worth in the trillions of dollars, to establish and fund an all-female STEM university, with the staff, faculty, and students all female? I'm even sure governments would contribute. In time, then the graduates of this university could come up with scientific and technological discoveries and innovations free of male dominance, ridicule, and oppression. Let their contributions stand on their own merits. Unquote. Well, Istvan, Nikola Tesla once thought the way that you did, when he claimed that women would astonish the world with their progress and rival men one day. He was right about most of his observations about women, but not when it comes to women working in STEM. So why did he reach the same conclusion that you did, that women could stand on their own merits? His mother was also an inventor, and he credits his intellect coming from her. She could have been one of those small percentage of incredible, extraordinary women that are high in trade openness and also industrious. That was his bias while growing up, and he probably believed that many women could be as productive and creative as she was. But she was an outlier and not the standard. Outlier females still have the same base instincts, but they might be better at controlling them, or their creativity supersedes their desire to breed and control men. I've seen that firsthand. The drive to be creative is stronger than the other urges. There's also the issue of IQ. There's a tiny fraction or percentage of women that are high in trade openness with high IQ, that are also logical and in the STEM fields. If you want to see that reality, Istvan, where women actually compete with men, then you need to take the eggs from the smartest women, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of them, and impregnate surrogate mothers with them. And that way you can boost the number of high creativity and high IQ women in your society. The rise of the superwoman, so to speak. Pay the surrogates, hire the nannies, and then you'll have the female stock ready for one of those all-female universities that you speak of. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women saying they're oppressed in science, but when they have the same freedoms as men, they rarely innovate. Clown World show. Years ago, there was a story about a marketing company or magazine that was all female, and it failed because they were emotionally savage to one another. Many women ended up crying in the bathroom stalls because they couldn't handle the bullying they received from other women. With no simps to kick around and take the abuse, women destroy each other. So even if they did get the funding to start an all-female incubator or university, it would be an absolute nightmare. The smartest women wouldn't actually be there either. Women don't want to create their own things because instead they need to go where the men are and knock us off our pedestals and dumb us down so they can automatically rise to the top. You also ask why not challenge the rich women out there and get them to pay for the disaster of an all-girls university or company. I was filming a Toronto Film Festival recently and Oprah was there. The female reporters went insane when they saw her. They went on a feeding frenzy for attention and selfies. Women like her have mostly makeup, hair, and clothing, as well as media empires. Also, Istvan, more women are going into STEM than men these days, if you take into consideration medicine. It's not female empowerment and education, but innovation that's lacking. Governments are already contributing with hiring quotas and university grants for women. You're asking women to innovate. Innovation typically happens on the fringes of what's socially acceptable, and you have to try something different and risk failure and embarrassment, which will diminish your sexual marketplace value if you're a woman. Most women are usually much higher with trade conscientiousness, which prevents greater numbers of them doing that. Women are also more interested in people, and men are more interested in things. There just aren't enough interested women to populate the STEM field university that you're proposing. Tesla said that women would rival men and then rise up above us. But they can't, because they aren't as passionate about things in life on average when compared to men. I really want to see women innovate. I really bought the whole Elizabeth Holmes story and wanted her to succeed. But she hired a lab full of men to make her idea a reality instead of getting in there and doing it herself. You really don't think she would have hired a team of female innovators and engineers if she could have? It would have added up to her PR success. Besides, like I mentioned earlier, there's not enough of a high-quality genetic stock of females for STEM, and that's that. Another problem is hardship. Hardly anyone feels hardship and challenge these days. To be driven to improve the world, you usually have to have suffered in some way. Women are more allergic to suffering than men are, even though they project onto themselves that they suffer more than we do all the time. Mr. Tesla also said that women are becoming stronger than men, both physically and mentally. Clearly he was wrong, because where are the mental madams out there changing the world with their innovation? I wonder what he'd say if he saw the Elizabeth Holmes of this world with their fake it till you don't make it mindset and behavior. Istvan, I don't know if you're being sarcastic when you say that let women stand on their own merits or not. Tesla, however, was right when he said this, and I quote, "Practically all great achievements of man until now have been inspired by his love and devotion to women. Man has aspired to great things because some woman believed in him, because he wished to command her admiration and respect. For these reasons, he fought for her and risked his life and his all for her time and time again," unquote. That's a peacock male mating maneuver where the male mind is like peacock feathers. Tesla also said that our civilization will sink to the state like that which is found in the bees, ants, and other insects, a state wherein the male is ruthlessly killed off. In this matriarchal empire which will be established, the female rules. As the female predominates, the males are at her mercy. The male is considered important only as a factor in the general scheme of the continuity of life. Unquote. This is him assuming that women will catch up to men in every mental and physical strength way. But men are still needed to build and maintain everything, so he got it wrong. Just because there are sperm banks and women don't need no man, they still want a man. Istvan, with regards to asking for charity from female billionaires, remember that there's never enough money and things for women to consume. Asking a woman worth $40 billion to give a billion to help other women is like asking her to chop off her left arm. She's not going to do it unless it's generally part of some sort of tax advantage to a charity, or she can call in a favor on it later on. Women love it when other women owe them something. Someone should actually make a film called The Godmother, where she hands out favors and then at some point she asks for them in return. But getting back to Tesla, he always saw women as a super being. I think part of that is because of the impression his mother left on him, but that modern women simply let him down. He also mentioned that he was disheartened by women's tendency to push men aside and not work with us but instead to surpass us, and that this is a sign of a deteriorating civilization. He was talking about that back about 100 years ago. He probably had the opportunity to marry Anne Morgan, the daughter of J.P. Morgan, if we believe this story from the Tesla biopic film that came out recently. Although she was a lesbian, so it would have been a marriage of convenience. Plus, she was the strong, empowered woman he's complaining about. Women don't want their own college or university. They want to be in one and have men look up to them and their accomplishments, or so-called accomplishments. A faculty for females would be looked down upon by women and men alike, Istvan. It would be seen as easier to get into and not as elite as the Ivy League schools out there. A woman would rather go to Harvard than to Cooch University. Besides, women don't go to college to learn very much except Liquor 101 and Sex Ed. They go and ride the cock carousel, and they can't exactly do that in a place without men now, can they? Unless, of course, they're like Anne Morgan. Tesla, of course, is right when he says, for an overachieving woman, contentment is absent from her life. She's ambitious, often far beyond her natural equipment, to attain the things she wants. She too frequently forgets that all women cannot be prima donnas and motion picture stars. Back in the early 1920s, when he spoke about this, silent picture starlets were today's YouTubers and social media influencers. Tesla had the view that women in their new role was a sinister force that was going to pull down and ruin our whole social structure 100 years ago. Now we see how true that is. With an all-female university, who would they use as emotional tampons? If I had a daughter and wanted to torture her, I'd send her to an all-girls school with no male teachers. Imagine the poor male bastards that have to teach in a place like that. I wouldn't know what's worse, the girls using him as emotional tampons, sexually teasing him, or the fear of having a false Me Too allegation thrown his way. The argument that the patriarchy is preventing the puss from prospering in math and science is being used because women don't want to take accountability for their own inability to achieve in those fields. They can't seem to take accountability. Eventually, when they make up 80 to 90% of the students and there aren't enough qualified men in those careers, then they'll still blame men. They'll say that men need to step up and study like women, so it'll be men's fault when they rig the game in their favor and win. And it'll be our fault as well for not letting them win in the first place. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Istvan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Nikola Tesla didn't find women that were worthy of being smashed during his lifetime. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps women from taking over the universities and then complaining they can't find an edumacated man away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.